la, 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 la.
There's always something going on, and that's why we're in business here, in business to tell you what's going on and relate, if we can, to so many of you who have so many strong feelings about the news of the day, the events of the day, the things that are going on. This is sort of turn-on time. A lot of people just want to know what's going on. They don't mind a little spin here and there. And that's where you come in, or maybe I come in, or Kenny comes in. Roberta back in this hour on Wednesday. Jennifer back on Wednesday. Richie's supposed to be around somewhere. I don't know where he is. But at any rate, that will not keep me from my... I'm like the post office through sleet and snow. Oh, wait a minute. They don't bother with that anymore.
No.
It's just
not if it
let's complain
dark,
about yeah. how let's try to get more customers by increasing our rates. That's what they do, and delivering the mail later. And I have a set schedule. There are about four or five companies that I do business with. I'm an independent producer of radio programming. I'm the last one left who doesn't have any support from any church, from any big company. I just am here on my own with all of my pals every day to bring you an informative, hopefully, romp into the world. And as such, I depend on your listening to the program. Us getting listeners means that people who want to sell things, advertisers, want to get to your ears. So there's four or five companies that I deal with, and I get checks from them with regularity. Or at least I have, until I questioned the local delivery of my mail. And now apparently the geniuses at the post office department, I'm going to go see the postmaster today, have decided they're going to play with my money. That's the way to get on the good side of your customers, to screw with you and to screw around. Every single check I was supposed to get last week either didn't show up or came a day or two late. And I don't believe it to be a coincidence at all. I think that when I questioned the guy who delivered the mail, and I did it in a nice, pleasant way, he didn't like it. And so he's going to get me. I'll show you. We'll fix it for you. Now, that kind of thinking, which is unfortunately too prevalent in the post office department, that's why they find themselves in the problems, in the hole that they're in. At any rate, yeah, you can complain about the post office if you want to. 888-302-3684. You can talk about some of the other things. The budget abyss. One lawmaker predicts that his fellow Republicans in the House will in the end avert a government shutdown by abandoning the effort to defund Obamacare, which is probably an intelligent thing to do. Because you're not going to defund it anyway. And even if you could in the House and the Senate, which isn't likely in the Senate, the president's going to veto it. So why bother? You know what's going on. How about you actually do something?
Hear, hear.
Let's get something done. 888-302-3684. I thought it was interesting. Politicians on one side or the other, all of them have strong wills. The discussion about Medicare and other issues, the battle between Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich, remember that? That was what happened in the 90s. Led to the longest shutdown, lasted 21 days. So, Gingrich and Clinton, how do they get along now? Anybody know? Because Clinton pays no attention. I mean, he's out there. We know he doesn't like Obama, but he's still out peddling Democratic stuff. But he's become very close to a lot of Republicans. But I can't remember whether he and Gingrich ever turned out being friends or not.
I have, you know, they have both done lots of media lately. Newt is part of the new Crossfire show on CNN.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen, somehow their paths haven't seemed to cross.
Huh. How is that show, by the way, the Crossfire show?
It's about what you'd expect. It's not...
Same old.
Yeah, there's nothing different about it from any other... They have an interesting mix of people, so they do get all sides, but it's a lot of ranting and finger pointing and
it's a brand new concept about an old idea.
Right.
Film at 11. 888-302-3684. You can email Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. This fellow Dan in Bath heard our discussions about fear and heard me talking about the book that I read and said he was going to check it out. He used a couple of different posts from a book. One of them was from Joel Salatin, who wrote in his book, Folks, This Ain't Normal, discussing food policy. He stated, quote, a society ruled by fear is stagnant. The other one is from a blog by author Ben Hewitt. Was from his post on 9/25, that is September 25th of this year, quote, do not fear terrorism, do not fear death, do not fear your government, do not fear taxes, do not fear strange men from Vermont who tell you not to fear, do not fear because almost everything you might fear will not change because you fear it, but also do not fear because almost every one of your fears is somebody else's profit. Now that's food for thought.
Very
isn't that
interesting? Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? And that speaks to what I said about the news media profiting, politicians profiting. That's what the fellow says in that book that I made reference to last week. So at any rate, and that's why I'm here. That's why we're all here. Get you to think and tell you what is going on. You decide. We report, you decide, and we mean it. That should be our slogan. We report, you decide, and we mean it. Let's see here. Syria says, I don't know, is there a reason not to think that Assad is going to comply with the UN plan to destroy his chemical weapons? He said, quote, we joined the international agreement against the acquisition and use of chemical weapons even before the resolution was passed. So what are you doing? Why do you have them? He said, let's see here, the UN Security Council passed the resolution that demands the destruction of these chemical weapons. Of course we have to comply, says Assad. This is our history, to comply with every treaty we sign. Yeah, right. Hoo-ha. Nigerian college attacked, 50 dead over the weekend. Witnesses said the assault occurred as students slept in their dorms. You know, these cowards... I was looking at some of the pictures, the gruesome, horrible pictures that came from that mall, and what those guys did to the people in the mall for no reason other than those people were there. So this is what I was talking about before, and a lot of people have sort of begun to think about what really is going on in this species called human beings. We're monsters, some of us. Monsters. Nothing other animals would do to other animals. I mean, if they're going to kill you and eat you, they kill you and eat you. These people just kill because they want to kill. What kind of a... They aren't even humans. They're subspecies. And I don't know... kind of what to do with people who think in these bloodthirsty terms. Where do they come from? And that's those of you who question whether there's a God because of these sorts of things going on. No business of free will, but it's hard to figure this stuff out. It really is. 888-302-3684. All right, so let me pause here for a moment, get my breath, and get your breath. You get your breath, I'll get my breath. Somebody would like to talk about the Post Office Department, and I'd love to talk more about the Post Office Department. Any chance I get to tell you what I think is really going on there, people say, you're just slamming them because you're angry. Who's happy with postal delivery? Who's happy with postal service? Who thinks they've got it right, maybe more importantly? 16 after the hour on Good Day.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote. Shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools. Throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every kiss to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kids then.
Just imagine the change.
Your change you would make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar. And give the change to kids in need at KidSense.com.
This fall, when your
your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed, based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
All right. Lunga, 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 lunga. Would you like to have some good news?
Sure.
Yes.
Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen.
Bring it on.
And you should be pleased that a commercial cargo ship docked with the International Space Station after running a week late because of a software glitch, the Cygnus supply ship
took off out of my backyard.
Captured by Italian astronaut Luca Parmitano.
Hey, look what I found.
With the station's robot arm, locked it into place. Supply ship contains 1,500 pounds of food, clothing, and other non-critical supplies.
I discovered a new world. I think I'll keep it.
The ship was operated by a private company called Orbital Sciences Corporation.
Yeah, it took off out of Wallops Island in Virginia here.
Yeah. They have a $1.9 billion contract, Richie, to launch 8 space station resupply missions.
Yeah.
Part of a major NASA initiative to replace cargo capacity lost with a shuttle. If it goes well, the station crew will begin unloading the ship today and repacking it with garbage that needs to come back to Earth. Garbage.
Go to college for all these years, and all I am is an international spaceman, or trash man.
Trash man, international
trash man. Hey, Mom.
Yes.
Check me out.
Check me out. Check you out, Richie. You check out okay.
I'd like to be an international trash man. Bet you that pays well.
Oh, well, if people listen to this program up there, you are. 21, remember the old song by the trash man? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
She was forced to work 12-hour shifts without breaks, wasn't paid with overtime. Her name is Bianca Cambiero. She says in her lawsuit that while working as a night nurse for Alanis and her husband, she was not allowed to leave their baby's bedroom under any circumstances because the couple never wanted the child to be left alone, even while it was sleeping. She's looking for $30,000. In unpaid wages and $100,000 in damages. Opportunity knocks. That was how I look at those things. Opportunity. All right, let's see if we can hit him up for $130,000. You think that it's true? Why did you always wonder, okay, the first time it happened, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you do something? Oh, I was afraid I'd get fired. Well, if it was so bad, then why didn't you quit? Would be my question, right? Anybody else got the same question? 888-302-3684, do you care? How many people care about Kanye West? Not many.
Just Kanye West, I think.
Yeah, flipped out on another swarm of paparazzi.
Thinks he's the most important person in rock and roll.
All right. Well, that's because he's going to be married to Kim Kardashian. He's got a baby, North. And he's upset. The photographers were after him after that feud broke out with Jimmy Kimmel last week. When they asked him questions, his response was, shut the F up.
That's always his response. As a matter of fact, that's one of his songs.
Is it really?
Matter of fact, that's all of his songs.
Yeah. All right, from the Big D department, after 11 years of marriage, Richard Gere and his wife Carrie Lowell are calling it quits.
Aww.
They've been not together since last year.
How many exes does he have now?
One source says they've been spending time apart for quite a while. They have a 13-year-old son named Homer.
Poor kid.
Homer
Gere. Name and
Homer Gere.
And Richard Gere has divorced parents.
All right, so they're going to file for divorce. Let's see, second divorce for him, Richie, you asked that. First time he was married to...
I know this.
All right, so let's ask it. 2020 info quiz.
Oh, I remember, yes.
Who was...
The hottie.
Well, they're all hotties.
Yeah, no. But
who was Richard Gere's first wife, mega hottie? Got that little mark on her cheek there that separates her out, right?
You know, he's got one child named Homer.
Yeah.
The other child's Jigme.
Really?
What's wrong with him?
Yeah. Carrie Lowell. Why would you do that to your kids?
Carrie Lowell was married before. She was the Bond girl, remember? And then she was in Law and Order. I think she was in the original Law and Order.
I do remember her, yes.
Good looking. She's been married now. This is her third husband. So who is Richard Gere's first wife? 888-302-3684. Got the answer? You'll call us, or you want to put it on Facebook, too, Kenny. Kenny always likes me to put him on Facebook. You can put him on Facebook. Help yourself. 888-302-3684 or facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day Show. We'll get an update from Kenny as to what some of your comments are there. Lots of activity on the phone today, and that's cool. We'll be doing our television report. A lot of people talking about the ending for Breaking Bad that was on last night, so we'll review that in the next half hour. Who is Richard Gere's first wife? 888-302. Doug, it's 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your pets, don't leave home without them. If there's a trip in your future, if so, consider taking your dog or cat with you. With a little pre-planning, the entire family can enjoy a great vacation. Before any trip, it's a good idea to take your pet for a veterinary checkup. If he requires medication, make sure you have a sufficient supply. Also, make sure your pet is wearing an ID as well as being microchipped. And to ensure that your pet feels comfortable in strange surroundings, pack his little blankie and some of his toys from home. Also bring water if you're traveling, because water in different towns is different and can really make your dog sick. And if you're not sure if your pet's regular brand of food is available during your travels, make sure you bring enough to cover that. And if you're traveling with a cat, pack her litter box and regular type of litter as well. And call ahead, because every motel, every hotel has different regulations. Some will accept pets this week, but it's a new owner next week. So check ahead, follow the advice I just gave you, and you know what? The entire family can have that beautiful vacation enjoying it together. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, your coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. or visit oneworldwhey.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Fasanelli, the Queen of Sheep, is moving, so she's lost everything, including her underwear, but she is doing a nice job of updating us every 15 minutes on Facebook. So.
She's killing me. I'm so busy, I haven't had time to sleep. 10 minutes later, I'm still so busy, I haven't had time to sleep.
Jennifer and Roberta back with us on Wednesday here on the Good Day program. Excuse me. I'm Dudley.
I got money on Jennifer, not so much on Roberta.
Yeah, right. All right. Then we can make book on whether she's going to show up or not. Maybe you want to do that. Rich McFadden, the controls in our studio in Washington. You're feeling all right after your latest round of chemotherapy, are you?
Bouncing back.
Bouncing back.
Tingling in the toes and the hands right now. So.
Yeah, that's right. So if you miss a few, it'll be okay.
Pardon any weird noises that come out of your speakers.
You're right. From hitting the wrong button instead of the right button. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. Twitbook.
Did you make up a new social network?
Twitbook. Yes. There By the way, are. Did you see that story at DougStefan.com about this person that figured out how to show every face on Facebook on one page?
No.
How the heck does that happen, Kenny? How do you know.
How
many billion? I mean, they just have to be a pixel dot, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of cool. You can run your cursor over them and pick a certain area and click on it, and it enlarges that area.
Yeah.
So you could, you know, if you have a few days of
nothing to do. It looks like static. But here's the question. Is my picture there or your picture there?
Every face.
And if they are, how did they gain access to it if we have it private? Oh, my goodness.
She says that she figured out a harmless program that does not store any information. It just searches Facebook and grabs all the profile pictures.
See if you've been grabbed. Check out the story at DougStefan.com. Monday, the 30th of September, on the air, the budget crisis and Obamacare and whether or not we're going to have a government shutdown, yada, yada, yada. David is in Los Angeles. David wants to encourage those who are on which side of this effort, to get rid of it or to keep it, David?
Get rid of it. I just real quick, I mean, I'm from Louisiana. I work fire department. I've got a farm like you do, Doug. I agree with most everything you talk about. I just...
Good man.
I can't agree with you here. I think that backing down just because we believe that...
I'm not saying we back down. I'm saying it's fruitless. And every time this happens, Ken Kessler has done the research. You and I spent $2.5 million every day, every time there's a vote in the houses. So these 40 votes have cost you and me, the taxpayer, $100 million and gets no place.
Let me be David's devil advocate here.
Yeah, but what is Obamacare going to cost us in the long run? run. I mean, that's pennies compared to what.
But you're not going to. He's going to veto. You're not going to get rid of it until he's out of office. So why'd you vote for him last time around? Would be the question I have to the people who are all worked up about this. Why'd he get back in?
Yeah. Well, I agree. I think I don't know where they. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either.
And they still defend him. No, and he's, you know, doing this. I mean, he's still getting defended over this, and he's calling it constitutional. You know, and I had a good, you know, a guy said the other day, I mean, there's a lot of things that's been called constitutional in the past that was overturned, you know. So, I mean, I just think that, I mean, I've already seen the cost from it. I've already seen my insurance go up.
How much?
And, well, just this last November, our governing body for the fire department has ate the cost for the last 6 years, and it went up, just from my pay, it went up $250 a month.
Starting tomorrow, in October, right?
I started paying that. It'll start tomorrow, yes.
Yeah.
It'll go up tomorrow.
You're a firefighter in what community?
Alexandria, Louisiana. Okay. Right dab in the middle of Louisiana.
Yeah. Got any women on the
farm? Yeah. We raise cows and we raise soybeans and
Got any women on the fire department?
No, we don't have any.
You don't allow women to join the fire department?
No, it's if they can do it, then more power to them. We don't have a problem with that. We just don't have any. We have had them in the past, but we don't have any right now. We've got about 75 firemen. We cover about a population of about 100,000. I mean, we're not really.
Yeah, well, but you've got a wide expanse there because where you are, the town is the nucleus, but there's a big county and there's a lot of area. Yeah, I know. I understand. I know exactly where you are. You got a farm. You raise dairy cattle?
We raise Charolais cattle.
Charolais. Beef cattle. Yeah, they're expensive. Simmental, Charolais, that breed's pretty expensive.
Yeah, Charolais are. We just raise bloodline cattle.
How do they taste?
So he's not a taster, though. They raise them and sell them. They're show animals as much as anything else sometimes, right?
Yes. We raise bulls to sell as breeding stock, you know, as bulls for other farms, you know, mainly.
I raise bulls here, too, on both the radio and my farm. Thank you, David. Good care. Appreciate your expressing yourself. 888-302-3684, you know what?
We got letters from our insurance company here at the network saying that they want us to sign up for next year's insurance now so that we don't have to incur the increase that's coming.
Really?
So if we do it in this calendar year, the way our insurance works, we stay on this calendar year's rate, knowing that once the law kicks in, we get that boost. And it's going to, you know, so they say as long as you sign before December 31st, we can keep you on this year's rate. And anything after that, because usually we have it from January to February. And if we do that, bam, hello.
Hmm. You know, somebody just sent me a note. We were talking about Facebook, and this is a person who figured out how to show every face on Facebook. You know, the stock dropped below $20 on Friday. When it first went out, it was selling
$14-15, right?
Wow! But it started. It was,
and then it went up.
It was in the $50 range at one point. So the IPO got botched. A lot of people think it was too late. It should have been. They're like Twitter's going out now, Kenny, aren't they? For
soon
billions.
I think in early 2014.
Yeah. It's only been in existence for, what, 4 or 5 years? How long has Twitter been in existence? Five, 6 years?
Going on seven.
Okay, all right. So they're going to go out and get the money off the table so the investors can get their money back. You got to wonder about Facebook because it's all over the world, and it does seem to be the standard. When we talk about our social media and people exchanging with us, we were just talking about Facebook pages, pictures, input that comes into us. So you got to think about social media and why, if Facebook is this important, has the stock gone from 50 to 20? What is there about Facebook, and there's a billion or more? How many people sign on to Facebook now?
I think it's tapped, and I think that's part of the... I mean, how many more billions of people are you going to get sign up for it? I think it's reached its limits. It's gone to its highest value, and this is where it's going to stay.
Yeah, that's what they said about Amazon. That's what they said about Apple. That's what they said about Google.
Yeah, I mean, you know, can they make more money with it? Sure. But, you know, I don't think you're going to get 8 more billion people sign up for it.
I think the television will ruin radio. I think the Internet will ruin radio. How many people have said that? Hello. Wrong. Yeah. Nope.
MTV will ruin radio.
Yes, yeah. Look at what a great job it did of killing radio.
The only
radio.
Thing MTV ruined was TV.
Ruined itself. There's a study about radio, Richie. 49% of those who listen want to listen because they get into a better mood. And that's our job here, to have you understand what's going on in the world. Radio, useful and fun, like it used to be. The big stories of the day, the essence of... All right, so the budget thing, let's let that float away. You know what I want to do is get an answer before we do the television report to the 2020 info quiz. Richard Gere getting divorced from Carrie Lowell. To whom was he married before? Marie, another Jet listener and caller in Lake City. Hi, Marie. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you. Please don't call me sir, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, so Marie, who was Richard Gere's first wife?
Cindy Crawford.
Yes, Cindy Crawford was the first wife. Who's she married to now? Nobody that anybody knows, right?
Oh, I can't remember
his
name.
Didn't she marry some mortgage banker guy or some Wall Street guy?
Yeah. I cannot recall his name. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. You don't have to recall his name. All you have to do is tell us that Cindy Crawford was his first wife. You get the swell prize, Marie. How's that for a deal?
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you very much.
I can tell. I'm so happy.
Rand Gerber.
Rand Gerber is his name?
He's an American former model and owner-operator of the Midnight Oil chain of bars and lounges.
Really? Okay.
Oh, I don't think I recognize that name.
Neither do I. And you know what, Marie? I don't care. You?
Oh, his brother runs the Gerber Group.
Gerber Group.
Financial company.
Yeah, good for him. All right, Marie, we're going to send you a swell prize. Hold on just a second. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Linda in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Hi.
Hi.
So?
What I want to ask is this a tax like Robert Shedd, or is it an is it health insurance?
I think it was David who said it. Whoever it was that said it.
She means the Supreme Court Justice.
Oh, Roberts. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, and what's your question?
I want to know, is this a tax like Robert Shedd, or is it an insurance company that's owned by the government? That is,
Both of those things. Both of those things are true. It is an insurance. It's not a company, but they're getting the companies all lined up. The insurance companies wrote this bill. Billy Towson, who was from congressman from Louisiana, big lobbyist for the insurance industry, wrote the bill with two or three other people, no doctors involved, because it isn't about medicine. It's about insurance and whether or not in that insurance you can get the care that you want. It's all about insurance. So the insurance companies are the ones who are making out like bandits here. And the government, you know, they're going to get more money from you. And you're silly enough to keep voting the same people in and getting the same results. Why do you think if the same people show up, you're going to get different results? It's not going to get any different results. It's going to get the same old thing.
I'm on disability Medicare. I'm 65, so I don't have to worry about it. I'm on Medicare and Medicaid, so...
Okay. So then you don't have a dog in this fight. Thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. What happened on Breaking Bad last night? Another television news coming right up on Good Day.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Come on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night, plus play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Hi, Doug and Rich and Kenny. Richie watched 3 minutes of Breaking Bad last night. You had to be into this show in order to get it.
Yeah.
The thing that happened is...
you got to go back and start from the beginning if you didn't.
Yeah. Bryan Cranston became a household name as a result of this, right? I'm going to call him Brad. I don't know why.
But yep.
It's Bryan, right?
Doing pretty well, yes.
Yeah. So a lot of turns and twists in the road. Program came to an end last night on what some described as an almost uplifting note. Walter White died, of course, but first he ran the table of revenge, settling score after score with precision, went out with a big finish. His ingeniously rigged machine gun mowed down the entire Aryan Brotherhood gang. This was the most brutal. I don't understand how. It's like a Quentin Tarantino movie. That's why I didn't like it. Somebody told me how violent it was, and I just didn't watch it. This is like that Following that you like, Richie, on Fox.
Yeah,
it's the same kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, right. So anyway, that was the end. Everybody got killed, and he got killed, and that was the end of that. He was a teacher turned drug dealer, right?
It's not a meth lab. Yeah,
yeah, right. Some people compared it to Lost and The Sopranos. Why?
Huh? Now you've piqued my interest.
Yeah. If you look at the television writer Fraser Moore on AP sort of goes through this, calls it wicked, twisted, and wildly creative. Really, I call it violence and nonsense.
Coming from the guy who loved 24.
I did like 24.
Speaking of 24, you have to watch The Blacklist.
Really?
I watched the first episode, and it's seriously got my attention.
Really?
Spader's great, and it's a good storyline. It's going to be a very interesting show.
Huh. All right, our poll last week, TV Guide named their pick of the top cartoons of all time. Which one from their top five is your favorite? 31% of you said the Looney Tunes. 30% of you said Peanuts. 17% said the Flintstones. 13% said the Simpsons. And 9% said Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo.
A raggy.
Billy Bob Thornton is going to be in a series, a limited run called Fargo.
Oh.
William H. Macy.
Based on the movie, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Cool. All right, we have 51 after the hour. This is a good day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
States. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect.
A moment of silence now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a Yankees fan. Okay,
that's enough. Been a rough night.
It's been a rough year if you're a Yankees fan. Red Sox, meanwhile, how are we doing in the Red Sox department, Michael?
Best record in baseball.
There you go. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Good Day program to discuss not sports in the baseball season, but things that have to do with your medical realities, a number of things to report on from some of the major periodicals that he reads, plus a question on our theme of the weekend. Let's start with this. Is it healthy to eat before going to bed? I've asked all of our other medical folks for input here. Yours will be taken seriously. There are a lot of people who go to the fridge and they feel guilty after 8 o'clock. It isn't so much how much you eat, it's what it is, isn't it? I mean, rather than just saying, no, you shouldn't eat before you go to bed, isn't there some way of dividing it all up in terms of consideration?
Let me try not to beg the question. Absolutely not. You should not eat within 3 hours of going to sleep unless you want to have reflux, all that acid come up and wake up with a horrible stomach. And also, if you want to put on weight, that's another way not to lose weight. So especially to avoid GE, gastroesophageal reflux disease, what doctors call GERD, G-E-R-D, and also to help with the weight reduction, wait 3 hours and then go to sleep.
All right. Here's Dr. Ken's advice. Dr. Ken, by the way, brought to you by the folks who bring you PT9. We'll talk about that in a moment, how important it is to keep your prostate healthy. Meanwhile, a lot of people around the country are getting their first look at what they're likely to be paying for health insurance and how it affects a practitioner like you who has a private practice, a clinic of your own, a cardiology specialty shop, if you will, in Central Florida. So what are Floridians to start with? The them, and we have half a dozen or more stations in Florida, so this input might be interesting as a harbinger to what other people around the country are going to have to pay, Ken.
Well, in the last couple of days, Doug, the government has let it be known what the average monthly cost is going to be and what some of the states are going to be paying if you buy your health insurance from them. And the number being thrown out is the average is $328 a month, and that is exactly what it's going to be in Florida. Florida is average. And the problem is they haven't given all the details. A lot of the news sources have asked the government, and they say in the printing is such things as they declined to provide additional details. The problem is that somebody has to pay for this. And although the numbers look fairly good for many, the big question is, are we going to be spending more on deductibles, co-payments, or co-insurance, or are these plans actually going to provide any doctors who are going to accept low reimbursements, and you get what's called a narrow network, where is your doctor that you want actually in the plan that you're offered? Or are younger and healthy people going to be forced to buy comprehensive insurance products and pay much more than what they had been paying in the past? So the big question is, who's going to pay for this? The other question is, are the taxpayers going to pay for this? Because in this plan, people making up to $90,000 per year get extra money from the government to help you buy health insurance to lower what they're quoting. So the big question is, who's going to pay for this? Is it going to be the taxpayer? Is it going to be the young and healthy people? Or are these insurance programs going to be so weak that all of us are going to pay extra in our co-payments, our co-insurance, or our deductibles? Stay tuned. We'll find out.
And one thing is for sure, after the stunting of Ted Cruz didn't make any difference, Obamacare still is going to get funded. So it's left to be seen how it's going to affect people. It'll continue to sort of trail out, but there's some food for thought for you.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.